Thank you. Thank you. Welcome, everybody. It's great to be back in our hometown of Boston. Boston is the only city in the world proven susceptible to terrorist attack by cartoon characters. Good going there. We've brought our hometown crowd, our usual diverse selection of kids. We've got a young flutist who has cooked his way through his lessons. You'll see what I mean in a while. And our 15-year-old pianist started college, if you can believe it, at the age of 11. And speaking of 11, our first musician has arrived on stage. Please welcome from Bayside, New York, one of our Jack Kent Cook Young Artist Award winners, 11-year-old violinist Anna Lee. Anna, welcome to the program. You've brought us one of Sarasate's exciting Spanish dances. Tell everybody what it's called in Spanish, and you probably know what it means in English too, don't you?
The piece I'm going to play is called Zapateado, and in English that means the cobbler.
Cobbler. You like this piece because you said it's just like you. Are you a shoemaker?
No, I don't make shoes, but I think that this piece is just like me because it's running around and it's very curious, and it actually wants to have fun and not be locked up in a cage, and it always wants to, like, it wants to know everything. It wants an answer to every question, and I'm really curious too, and I like to know a lot of things.
Curious and ambitious and happy in your work. So when you're ready, we will take it from the top.
Thank you.
Pablo Sarasate's Zapateado, played for us by 11-year-old violinist Anna Lee from Bayside, New York. What a performance. Just fantastic.
Thank you.
Did I do okay? Was the tempo okay?
Yeah.
Felt good? You just sound so solid. Just like you could probably play it twice that fast and not break a sweat. Anyway, but just so playful, so nice the way you do it. Anna, it's been a while since we've had a real 11-year-old on the show, and so I was hoping you could remind us, somewhere in our dim memory, we know what it's like to be your age. First of all, at 11, size matters, right?
A lot.
Yeah? Do you have size issues?
Well, I'm pretty short for my age, I think.
No! Don't say that. No, and really, do people call you names and stuff? Or?
Well, when I was younger, I was really, really short, and my Korean name, it's really hard to pronounce, and it's Ji-eun. And everyone, because they couldn't pronounce it, they used to call me Shorty, because I was practically the smallest kid in the whole class.
Aww.
So, I pretty much stand up for myself, and I don't really like being called names. So I asked my parents for English name, and my dad came up with a list of names he thought I might like, mm-hmm. and actually, for a while when I was a kid, I was obsessed with bananas. Like, I would eat it night and day. And on the list of names was Anna. And it's also a palindrome, so it's really cool if you can, like write your name backwards. And Anna is also a prophetess from the Bible, and I'm Christian. So I really like that name, and from that day on, I guess I use the name Anna.
This is all information that 11-year-olds hold dear. They know what palindromes are. The trivia of prophetesses from the Bible, they all 11-year-olds know this stuff, just so you know. And Anna Banana, Bobana, all that. Yeah, it really works. It's a wonderful name. It's a cute name. You're small. We're not going to call you Shorty, but you have a big 11-year-old attitude. Do you get into arguments? You don't get into fights, do you?
Well, I guess I'm pretty bossy when it comes to schoolwork, mm-hmm. and I really like to concentrate on what I'm doing, especially if it's like a project or something really serious, or if I'm practicing. So I'm pretty strict, and one time at school, we were having a debate in fourth grade, and there was this kid, he really didn't like me because I used to boss over him, telling him to get working. And we were on the opposite side, so he was really, really glad. And then the day of the debate, my team won by like a million points practically, and he was so mad, like he was fuming, and like from that day on he called me little girl, big attitude.
Oh, that's sort of double-edged. I mean, it's not exactly an insult.
Yeah.
What was the question under debate, do you remember?
I think the question was, does penmanship really matter, like, you know, cursive writing and computer?
Yeah So how did you come down on that question?
I was on the penmanship side, and that, like,
so it matters. It really matters.
Yeah.
Boy, am I in big trouble.
Yeah.
Man, I'm not gonna cross you. Now, you are tough and confrontational and a little girl with a big attitude, but you're not that tough when it comes to nasty, creepy, crawly insects. Just
ew.
Like insects in general. You just never like. What about, do you have to dissect them in school or anything like that? Or?
Oh, no, not yet.
But they show up in school anyway.
Fortunately.
Regardless, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, one time I was at school and I had to go to the bathroom, and we were in the auditorium. And after I came back, there was a big roach on the seat. I was freaked out. It was right there, and it was like just lying there dead. Actually, it was a rubber one, but I couldn't tell the difference between rubber and real, so I screamed my head off and just ran away.
That was that kid from the debate, I bet.
Maybe.
Instead of the horse's head, you know, you got the rubber roach on the seat. So what do you think the best thing about being 11 is?
I think that the best thing about being 11 is that you're finally growing up and that you're going to feel more responsible. So you don't rely on your parents that much. So you're in the middle of growing up and still being a child under your parents' care. And like, I still rely on my mom for clothes and shopping, and I rely on my dad to, you know, help me practice sometimes and to help me point out a few things. Mm-hmm. But then I also have to, like, teach myself to do my own things and to do my own homework and to, like, whether I sleep a lot or not.
That's right. Good. You have that motivation and that responsibility. That's wonderful. I'll tell you what the best thing about being 11 is. It's on a scale from 1 to 10, you, Anna, are definitely an 11. Definitely.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot, Anna. Beautiful. Anna Lee, 11-year-old violinist from Bayside, New York.
To hear Anna Lee play music is delightful. To see her is divine. Go to our website, fromthetop.org, to find out how you can be part of our live audience. From the Top is made possible in part by the Jack Kent Cook Foundation, advancing the education of students of exceptional promise but with financial need. On the web at jackkentcookfoundation.org, and that's Cook with an E.